Until recently, Edmund Hong says he didn't speak out against racism because he was scared.
My parents told me not to speak up because they were scared. But I'm tired of this.
Listen now on the Code Switch podcast from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. It is New Music Friday, that glorious day when most new albums come out. Every week, the NPR Music team combs through a massive pile and finds the best ones for you to listen to now. It is July 31st, and we've got new ones from Dominique Fike, Alanis Morissette, and a whole bunch more. But we start with Brandy. Her latest is called B7.
I'm on the fence 'cause I'm under attack. Been on the fence and I ain't looking back. Questioned some things that I thought was a fact. Said some things that I could never take back. Figures of speech, I put you on the map. You take back promises, where did they go? Acting up, I know it's there for the show. Hurt you, my bad, but how low can you go? Say something, something to believe again. Tell me to believe you. Think you're gonna need me some.
This is Brandy, the singer Brandy. Her new one is called B7. The song we're listening to is called Say Something. And NPR Music's Bobby Carter here for this one. Hey, Bobby.
What's up, Robin?
Loving this record from Brandy, her first in 8 years.
Yeah.
And she has, man, she has done a lot of soul searching and self-care and personal reckoning during that time. She lays it all out here.
She really does, man. I think this is by far her most sincere and vulnerable and brave album that she's put out since probably ever.
Well, I mean, so she goes from being this massive pop star in the 90s when she was just a teenager.
Right.
And I mean, from everything I read, it's basically the pressure really got to her. And so, you know, on this record, she sings about being medicated and feeling like she's going crazy. And I mean, not even sure like she can go on living.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Robin, she came into the music industry as a teenager. So, you know, I'm sure she had writers writing songs for her, and she was just growing up in the industry. So we were, for a while, we just didn't really get to know who she was as a woman until now. I mean, we've gotten glimpses of it in the past, but here she's getting deeply, deeply personal with mental health and substance abuse. And, you know, she's had her share of drama in real life in the past, and the car accident, stuff like that. So she just lays it all out on this album. And it's her best album to me since 2002's Full Moon.
A great record from Brandy. It's called B7. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Robin, appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, another album out today on July 31st that we're loving comes from Alanis Morissette. The singer Alanis Morissette is back with a new one called Such Pretty Forks in the Road.
Thank you.
This is Alanis Morissette. Her new one is called Such Pretty Forks in the Road. The song we're listening to is the opening cut called Smiling. NPR Music's Ann Powers back for this one. And Ann, when those drums kicked in there towards the end of the song, I just thought, yes, she is not messing around.
She's here to remind us of the great music that she can make. Now, I have to say, Robin, I was excited that Alanis Morissette was releasing this record, which has been in the works for many years. I was pretty blown away when I finally sat down with it.
Yeah, her first new album in 8 years. And there are a lot of parallels with the Brandy record that I just talked with Bobby about. You know, two artists who were big stars in the 90s, both back after 8 year breaks, and spent that time doing a lot of self-care and healing and growing. And then on their records, they also make it very clear that they basically have no more F's to give, you know, that it's like they are ready to put all that behind them. They've been through hell and let everything go and come to terms with all of that.
That is so true. I mean, I am very grateful to Alanis for writing these powerful songs about subjects that not everyone will take on, you know, postpartum depression. She writes about that kind of like agonizing, intense and scary connection you can have with your kids, which you as a father can also, you know, also experience that, Robin. Yeah. She writes about addiction and also she has a song, is it called Diagnosis, that really lays out what it's like not only to deal with issues around mental health, but to deal with like the medical system and deal with, you know, being diagnosed in a certain way, which is such a difficult experience.
Alanis Morissette back with a new one called Such Pretty Forks in the Road. And Anne, let's do one more before you go. This is from the singer Charlie Crockett. It's called Welcome to Hard Times.
Life's a casino, I'm telling you, and everybody's playing, boys and girls, women, children, me and you. The dice are loaded and everything's fixed. Even a hobo would tell you this. Welcome to hard times and feeling low. Do you like sinning? No. Well, you will be before you go. We got lots of gambling. Oh, and we're telling lies. You're certainly welcome to hard times.
This is Charlie Crockett. The album is called Welcome to Hard Times. This is the title cut. And this guy has really stepped out of a time machine.
He is such a fascinating mix, isn't he? Very 21st century and very vintage, you know? Yeah.
It definitely feels like it's from that 50s, early 60s, late 50s era country music.
Well, yeah, like, you know, Marty Robbins, a gunslinger, or of course, Hank Williams, or Crockett makes historically based music for sure. And he himself, his life story is sort of like parallels the story of American roots music. He is a mixed race guy. He is part Black. He's part Jewish, identifies as Creole and Cajun as well. I've seen him live, and he's a super fun musician live. When he's leading a band, it's just like a total throwback. You feel like you walked into a honky-tonk from 1957. But he's also like incredibly prolific. He's released 8 records, including this one, since 2015.
You talk about how funny he is live. I was smiling through much of this record and even laughed a couple of times. And my wife is like, what are you listening to? And there's this song called Tales You Win, which has this great line, one of many great lines on this record. The line is, heads you win, tails I lose. And I told my wife, I said, that is exactly the kind of thing I would say to her and not realize how I've set myself up for failure no matter what. Okay, heads you win, but tails I lose.
I know. It's those little turns of phrase that are great. Yeah. Like, I actually wrote down a lyric from a song called Lily, My Dear, which it seems like it should be a love song, but it's ultimately kind of like a, oh my gosh, you are destroying my life song to right. a woman he can't resist. And, you know, the lyrics go, Lily, my darling, Lily, my dear, for what awful reason have you come down here? Is it for money? Is it for pride? Or just the joy of watching me cry?
Well, thank you so much for bringing this one. I had not heard of them, but I really enjoyed listening to this one. And I want to go back and dig into those. Did you say seven records
yeah.
that he's put out in just the last 5 years? Charlie Crockett is the singer. His new album is called Welcome to Hard Times. Thanks, Anne. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And from Charlie Crockett, let's go next to Dominique Fike. Dominique Fike has a debut full-length album out now called What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
Sorry, I was literally just having a panic attack.
Oh, okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to head to the store.
All right.
FaceTime me if you need anything.
Okay.
Train wreck. I think I fell off. I'm going dark mode in my hotel bar. This shit is not coke. And this is Wales, dog. Don't tell me sit down. I'll burn the bitch down.
This is Dominique Fike. His new album, his debut full-length album, is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong. The song we're listening to is Joe Blazy and NPR Music contributor Gavin Godfrey. Back for this one. Hey, Gavin.
Hey, what's going on, Robin?
So tell us a little bit about who Dominique Fike is, and then we can dig into this record a bit more.
Okay, well, Dominique Fike, man, he was a kid who, growing up in Naples, Florida, he was part of a collective called The Back House, and it was a bunch of young kids, skaters, creatives, who were basically just doing rap, straight up hip hop music. So it comes time for him to start putting out some of his own music. And you're starting to hear this kid who could be a rapper. He could be a singer. He's an excellent producer. You know, he plays some guitar, right. piano. He's all over the place. And that resulted in this demo called Don't Forget Me Demos is actually the EP it's called. And it was released while he was actually on house arrest for allegedly assaulting a police officer. He says he was trying to intervene and defuse the situation. One thing led to another. This kid was on house arrest. He started creating this album. He actually violated his house arrest and spent 8 months in jail. And yeah. so this EP comes out and it's incredible. It's kind of like you hear all of his influences. He's like breezy California West Coast jams mixed with some sing-songy raps. Long story short, this EP catches the attention of all these labels. A bidding war ensues. He signs a $4 million deal with Columbia. For some reason, all of his music, videos, anything that came before that is wiped from the internet. So it's almost as if he just appeared out of nowhere, and people are having such an issue with it because he sounds so good, and he's yeah. been called an industry plant.
Oh, really? Like, they think it's all been completely right. contrived. And yeah.
Exactly, which is funny to me. It's like, what other profession do we criticize or knock someone for being very good at their job?
Well, I don't think it takes much digging on the internet to see that this is a real kid and he's just 24 years old. And then you listen to the lyrics in these songs and he's got, you know, he's clearly battling depression and anxiety, and it's a lot.
One thing that I really love about his music is kind of, he's very transparent. He's very honest about yeah. who he is, and he has no problem introducing you to those insecurities. And he's very vocal about his quote unquote broken home life, or just the kind of fair cards he was dealt.
Going into the record, I was expecting a lot more bravado and swagger from this kid, knowing how much he's accomplished at such a young age. But he seems to completely reject celebrity on this record. You know, it's almost, there are moments where he's almost, it seems like he's filled with self-loathing.
One example that sticks out for me of exactly what you're talking about is the song Politics and Violence. You know, there's a line of that song where he says, you won't find heaven, not in these hills, boy, you shouldn't be here. And I think that's him. He feels like he's an outsider, right? He's yeah. very much in the industry. People are telling him how great he is. He's got millions of dollars thrown at him, but he still doesn't feel like this is where he's supposed to be on a social level. This doesn't make him comfortable. What makes him comfortable is being on stage and creating, composing music. But this whole new fame aspect, it seems like it's really jarring for him. And he's really trying to make sense of that. And that comes out on the record as well.
Well, it's a remarkable record. What could possibly go wrong? A great name for the debut full length from Dominique Fike. Thanks so much, Gavin.
Thank you, Robin.
Let's do one more before we take a break. This comes from the composer Max Richter. His gorgeous new record is called Voices.
Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. Everyone has the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and association. Everyone has the right to take part in the government of their country.
This is the composer Max Richter. His new album is called Voices. We're just hearing a little bit of the song Murmuration here. And NPR Music's Tom Huizinga back for this one. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Robin. Nice to be here.
We've been following Max Richter's work for a long time, and he does a lot of different kinds of music. And when I saw the title of this project was Voices, I assumed it was going to be a collection of choral pieces, like, oh, okay, that's what he's doing this time around. But that's not really what he's referring to by calling this record Voices.
Well, not entirely, although there is a full women's choir on this record, but there are just a lot of voices, including the one we just heard, Kiki Lane narrating there, and you might know her from the movie If Beale Street Could Talk. But the voices really that he is referring to and is working up here in a very special way are 32 different crowdsourced voices in many languages, including an old recording of Eleanor Roosevelt, and they're all reading parts of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is really the inspiration for the album. And even though it took 10 years to make this record, it's coming out at a very special time when we've got, you know, really turmoil around the world and right here in our own backyards when it comes to human rights.
I'm not sure everyone knows what the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is, so maybe you can tell us just a little bit about it.
Well, actually, I didn't know that much about it either until the record came out and I dug into it and found that it was put together by members of the United Nations in 1948, not long after World War II, as what they called a common standard of achievements for all peoples and nations. There's a preamble and 30 articles. And Robin, I think that Article 1, the one right off the bat, really says it all. So let's just listen how Richter handles it. He does this cool crossfade, beginning with a reading by Eleanor Roosevelt, who actually chaired the drafting committee for the Declaration. And then he weaves it right into, again, actor Kiki Lane.
Article 1. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity.
All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of community. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Furthermore,
and you know, if we could all just follow that simple rule, you know, it would really take care of a lot of the world's problems, right?
Yeah, I kept thinking, yeah, that.
Right, just do it. But, you know, Robin, aside from the many voices on this record, which, again, is called Voices, there is a killer instrumental track that I'd like us to hear a little bit of. It comes near the end of the album, and it's called Mercy, and it features violinist Mari Samuelson floating this gorgeous, mournful melody over top of Max Richter's gently pulsing and muted piano chords. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you'd give this piece. 2 hanky, maybe 3.5 hanky?
I don't know. I would say it's, you know, right up there as a full 3 hanky Richter piece. I mean, I don't know how he does it. It's just somehow he just knows the right melodies and harmonies to trigger these deeply felt emotions. And, you know, you can hear this kind of thing all the way back to the early albums like The Blue Notebooks, which contains On the Nature of Daylight, which is probably his best loved piece. It's a unique way of tugging at one's heartstrings. Some people might call it manipulative. I don't know, but it's beautiful when it happens.
Max Richter is the composer. His incredible and very moving new record is called Voices. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
We still got a bunch of records that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, along with a really quick lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, BetterHelp, the online counseling service dedicated to connecting you with a licensed counselor to help you overcome whatever stands in the way of your happiness. Fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a professional tailored to your needs. And if you aren't satisfied with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time, free of charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/songs to get 10% off your first month. Get the help you deserve with BetterHelp.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're looking at the best albums out on July 31st. We kick off the second half of the show with a new one from Land of Talk. It's called Indistinct Conversations.
Yes. And they said, oh, Mr. Paul, you're all right. It may be a little of my speech. I don't know, because I have a little bit of a...
This is Land of Talk. The new album is called Indistinct Conversations, and this is a little bit of 2 tracks, Look to You intro and then the song Look to You. And NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso returns to New Music Friday for this one. A couple other records out this week. Welcome back, Marissa.
It is great to be here, Robin.
With Land of Talk, it was 7 years between the band's previous 2 records. And when they put out Life After Youth in 2017, I kind of wondered, like, well, maybe that's it for them. This is the end of their run. But here they are, back with what I think is another great, great record.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually started listening to Land of Talk during that hiatus time and figured, okay, well, this was a great band that used to exist and they put out a couple great records and now I get to listen to those. And then Life After Youth came out and I thought, oh my gosh, how lucky am I? Yeah. Another Land of Talk record. And I too was like, okay, well, that's probably the end of the road for this band, but they put out a bunch of great records, so that's fine. So then when Indistinct Conversations got announced, it was like, you know, triply as exciting. And I think it's a really beautiful record.
Elizabeth Powell fronts the band and they went through a pretty turbulent period while making the last record. And then a period of real soul searching and self-discovery since.
Yeah, they say they wrote a lot of these songs, like reckoning with how to stand in your own power and thinking about the experience of having your feelings invalidated over and over and over and how frustrating that can be. Like the song Weight of That Weekend, the first single, is about a lifetime of people disrespecting your boundaries and, you know, existing in a culture of normalized sexual violence. And Elizabeth was just reflecting on that experience and really trying to grapple with it for the first time.
The new one from Land of Talk is Indistinct Conversations. Let's go next to an artist I so dearly love and so glad you wanted to bring this one to the table this week, from Mira. The album is the 20th anniversary, unbelievably, 20th anniversary edition of You Think It's Like This, but really it's like this.
You were trying to kill me with 100 knives. You were trying to kill me in my heart 100 times. Tell me you were angry. That's why you said that. That's why you said that.
This is Mira, the singer Mira, from a remastered 20th anniversary edition of her amazing debut album. The song we're listening to is called 100 Knives. Lord, I love this record. You know, when it came out in 2000, I'd actually just started at NPR. And when I heard it back then, it sounded, I don't know if this is going to make sense, but it sounded to me like everything was about to be amazing in music. Like at that point, we were nearing the end of monoculture moments in music, you know, where everyone was listening to the same stuff and you all had to be satisfied with whatever the gatekeepers were giving you because that's all you got. And this just felt like something special, like everything was about to change about the rules of how music is made and how it gets to you.
I love that. I love this record so much. And I personally have felt like it was underrated in Mira's vast catalog for a long time. So yeah. I'm glad to see that like it's getting so much appreciation right now. I feel like there's so much personality on this record. It's so playful and uninhibited, and you can tell that she's really trying things out and pushing boundaries a little bit. And then the lineup of artists who have done covers on this tribute edition of the album. You have Mount Eerie, you have Sad 13 and Mal Blum, you have Alison Crutchfield, Flock of Dimes, Shamir, Palehound. Honestly, it reads like a Marisa LaRusso dream team lineup. But it feels like so evident to me that there's a through line between what Mira was doing 20 years ago when this record first came out and what these artists who are paying tribute to her are doing now.
As you said, there's a tribute album, a complete re-recording of it by all these other artists. Let's hear a version of the song Of Pressure, Mira's song Of Pressure, done by Mount Eerie.
And that's something else that I love about this covers record is that there's artists like Phil Elverum who came up in the same scenes as Mira and are still making really wonderful music today and still have something to say about her songs and her legacy.
Yeah, happy to get it. I would have been just fine with a remastered version of the original record. And I'm so glad they did this bonus one too. Mira is the artist. Her just amazing 20th anniversary edition of her album, You Think It's Like This, But It's Really Like This, is the record. And Marissa, let's do one more before you go. This is from the singer Tanya Iyer. Her new album is called Kind.
Thank you.
This is Tanya Iyer. Her new album is called Kind. This incredible song we're listening to is called My Mind Keeps Running. This is a record that just came out of nowhere for me, an artist you suggested for this week, Marissa, and it kind of took my breath away.
Yeah, it is a really beautiful album. It's Tanya Iyer's sophomore album. She's based in Montreal, and in thinking about how to describe the sound of this record, it is hard to describe. Like, it has kind of an experimental pop sound, but, you know, there are those electronics and a little bit of jazz, and you've got flutes and harps and synths and trumpets. You know, it, like, really is all over the place. But Tanya herself says the album is about learning to be kind to yourself and others around you.
There's so much positive energy in this record. And again, like I mentioned with the Land of Talk record, it's sort of some recurring themes on this week's show with the Brandy record, the Alanis Morissette record, songs about self-discovery and healing.
A lot of us, many of us struggle with, especially, you know, like as we're growing and finding our place in the world. And certainly I think in this time of global pandemic and, you know, reckoning with racial injustice, there are a lot of important questions about kindness to be asked right now. And so I'm grateful to have a record that reminds me of what it looks like to think seriously about kindness and try to figure out how to be good.
Amen. The record from Tanya Iyer is called Kind, and her name is spelled T-H-A-N-Y-A. Last name is I-Y-E-R, Tanya Iyer, the record Kind. Thanks so much, Marissa. Let's not wait so long for you to come back.
Thanks so much, Robin.
We've got one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a few other notable releases out today that I want to mention. The biggest music release this week is a film, not an album, Black is King from Beyoncé. It's a retelling of the Lion King story based on the album that Beyoncé put out last year, The Lion King, The Gift. That film out now on Disney Plus from Beyoncé, Black is King. Fontaine's DC has a new one called Hero's Death. This is a post-punk band from Ireland that we've had on the show before. This is their second full-length, A Hero's Death from Fontaine's DC. Micaiah McCraven is back with a new one called Universal Beings E and F Sides. This is a jazz drummer and composer based out of Chicago. This is a sequel to his 2018 album, Universal Beings. 14 new songs that are also a score to a new documentary from Micaiah McCraven. Also out now called Universal Beings. Universal Beings, E and F Sides. Madeline Kinney, her full-length record, Sucker's Lunch, is out now. This is a singer Bob just featured on the show recently. Sucker's Lunch from Madeline Kinney. Trevor Powers has a new one called Capricorn. This is the artist formerly known as Youth Lagoon. He surprised dropped this one just earlier this week. A really nice, dreamy electronic album, a follow-up to his 2018 debut under his own name, Mulberry Violence. The new record from Trevor Powers is called Capricorn. And finally, the Psychedelic Furs, their album Made of Rain is out now. This is the legendary British new wave band Bob Boylan also had on the show recently. Their first new album in nearly 30 years. It's called Made of Rain. All that music out now on Friday, July 31st, along with this last one that we want to play. It comes from the jazz artist Charles Tolliver. It's called Connect. This is Charles Tolliver, the jazz artist Charles Tolliver. His new one is called Connect, and the song we're listening to is called Blue Soul. And Nate Shannon of WBGO and Jazz Night in America back for this one. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Robin.
Charles Tolliver is a trumpeter, a composer. He's based out of New York, been doing this a long time. I don't know exactly how old he is, but I know he's been putting records out since the early 60s. This is his first studio album in 13 years. I'm guessing you were pretty surprised to get it.
Yeah, it was a great unexpected gift. And, you know, you want to have these masters documented, you know? And he's still got so much fire in his playing, and he's got such a mind for composition. And so, you know, it's just really, really nice to get this documentation of him.
Yeah, you refer to him as one of the masters, and I've listened to a lot of his contemporaries over the years, but I have to admit, I really didn't know him at all.
Yeah, you know, he emerged really at this time when the infrastructure for, you know, record labels in jazz was kind of shaky. And, you know, anyone who knows his name knows that he devised one of the answers to that by founding this label with a pianist named Stanley Cowell called Strata East. And Strata East was a really important label in the 1970s, released not only their music, but also classic albums by saxophonist Clifford Jordan and by Max Roach's percussion ensemble, M'Boom, and famously, an album that I'm sure you know well, Gil Scott-Heron's Winter in America.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is this shoestring indie label that he put together, and, you know, it has had a huge cultural impact.
You've talked a lot in our conversations on this show about all the amazing things happening in the UK jazz scene, and he works here with some London artists. You know, the music doesn't get quite as wild, but what kind of synergy do they find on this record, Connect?
Well, the notable British jazz artist on this album is Binker Golding, who is a saxophonist. But the core band is actually an American group. It's a band that combines like older established groovemeisters with some younger talent. And, you know, they're all serving Tolliver's vision, and, you know, it really coheres as a band. And so I hear this really great combination of the old heads like digging into a groove.
Right.
In this way that just feels so earthy and alive. And then like this fresh contemporary tilt.
The whole record definitely feels very loose.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think there's this feeling that this is an album that was made simply by convening these players in a room and like, you know, firing the starting pistol, you know?
Yeah.
it's like, all right, guys, we've got you all here. Let's go. Let's get it. You know, and there's a great raw crackling energy.
Charles Tolliver is the artist. His new album in 13 years is called Connect. Thanks so much, Nate.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. If you'd like to go back and hear full versions of all the songs we featured on this program, along with a bunch of other new tracks out this week, you can see and hear an expanded playlist on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. It's also in Apple Music and Spotify. All you do is open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. And as always, keep up with all the latest from NPR Music with our weekly newsletter. You can sign up for that at npr.org/musicnewsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Stay strong, everybody. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.